Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Here's a Stoop story from Nakia Faison about her eye-opening move from Ohio to Baltimore.
I live in Baltimore right now, but I'm very Ohioan at heart. Like, my favorite thing to do is to eat Buckeyes and drink pop. Yeah, most of you probably have no idea what I just said, but that's okay. That's okay because that's what was familiar to me. Like, I lived in Columbus, which was predominantly white, and I didn't mind that because that's all I knew. And I was used to being in the apartments that we had lived in, which were low scale at the time, but I didn't know because I was too young. And so, you know, Columbus was cool. It had some things. I mean, everywhere has things. So, you know, it's not much. If you ask any person in Columbus what Ohio is, they'll tell you it's a place where nothing really happens. And they say that because, well, nothing really happens there. See, the thing you have to look forward to all year is the state fair if you decide to go. And, you know, an artist will have a concert, you know, once. But it didn't really have, like, a New York or D.C. type of action thing. There was a huge disconnect in Ohio. And my mom had felt that. She had felt that there wasn't a good amount of jobs there. And she just felt like it wasn't challenging her enough. And she wanted to do a lot more. So she decided to start, like, traveling to different places. Like, she went to Mississippi, Louisiana. She went to PG County, and then she came here. And she had left me with my grandmother to make sure that she would be financially stable before I got there. And so, you know, everything was fine. She was a very present parent. You know, she was always sending money. She would call me. She would visit twice a year. And, you know, I was just going into freshman year. I was putting a year into marching band, a year into ROTC, you know. And I was learning new things. I was doing all this cool stuff, you know, taking high school by storm. And everything was going well. And so then one day my mom calls me and she's like, how would you feel about coming here to Maryland and living with me? And my first thought was, are you crazy? Because I had never even heard of Maryland until she had moved there. I'm not kidding. And I didn't understand why she would ask me that. Because here I was shaping the next 4 years of my life. I mean, I was excited for the DC trip that we were having in band, the Disney one. I was excited for, like, I was reading the street signs because I was about to get my license so I could know where I was going. And, you know, I was around all my family and all my friends, and I didn't understand why she was asking me to, like, drop that and go to this place that I didn't even know anything about. And so I told her that I didn't know. And so then, you know, I continue freshman year, and then she calls me again. She's like, you know, I really would love it if you come here and live with me. And I was like, all right, I'll come for the summer. Because, you know, with the summer, I can scope the place out, and if I don't like it, I can still run back. And when I first came here, my first thought was, there are so many black people. Like, I was so surprised because I was used to being 1 in 5 black people in, like, pockets around the cities. But everyone was black. And I was seeing a whole bunch of things that I had never seen before. Like, there were people with squeegees walking up car lanes asking people if they want their car washed. They don't do that in Columbus. And then there were people with really big backpacks, like, with Bath and Body Works trying to sell me Paris Amour for $3. Who would have been shut down if they did that in Columbus? And, I mean, there's even an alley dedicated to doing graffiti legally. Like, things that I had never seen before. And so then where it started getting bad for me was when school started, because I was getting really homesick. I'd missed what I was familiar with. And, you know, I was very introverted, which is very weird coming from me because I'm definitely not an introvert. But I didn't know these people. I mean, I was around all these people who their entire families were in Baltimore. They had known each other since middle school. And I was this new kid on the block who everyone was asking if I've milked a cow before. And it was so strange, the misconceptions people had about me. I mean, there was this one kid, and so it was in gym class, and he had asked me what grade I was in, and I was a sophomore at the time, so I told him I was a sophomore. And he's like, well, I've never seen you around before. And I was like, yeah, because I'm not from here, I'm from Ohio. And he's like, you're not from Ohio? And I was like, yeah, I am. And then he's like, well, say something in Ohioan. And then I realized that people knew nothing about Columbus just as much as I didn't know anything about Baltimore. I mean, it was weird. Everyone thought that I had to have lived on a farm or herded goats, and I didn't understand that. And, you know, it was just really interesting. And this city, it moves so fast compared to Columbus. And most people don't think that Baltimore runs fast, but it does to me. And the best thing that the city has given me was the Bloomberg Arts Internship, where it was getting rising seniors and putting them into Baltimore-based art institutions. And one thing about me is I love acting, love theater my entire life. It's just been something that I've been really passionate about. And I was talking to people who have made it in the arts business, you know, and I was afraid of pursuing theater as like a degree seeking sort of thing because, you know, I was afraid of having a degree that I couldn't do anything with. But people at the internship were like, girl, if you don't live your life, and I understood that. And, you know, I needed that sort of energy. And like my mom, she's constantly telling me every day, like, you, the world is yours. You can literally do what you want to do. If acting's what you want to do, then go do that. And I needed that. I needed these people to tell me that I'm able to do those sort of things. And I needed my mom in my ear telling me that I'm capable and that I can do these things. And that's when I realized that this move was such a good decision because I left everything, everything that I knew, everything that I cared about was in Ohio. And then I stepped in something that was completely unknown to me. And it happened to be one of the best things that happened. So thank you.
That was a Stoop story from Nakaya Faison about fast-paced life in Baltimore. You can hear her story and many others at stoopstorytelling.com, as well as the Stoop podcast. Two cultural opportunities before we go. Tonight at 7:30, the season finale of the If Music Be the Food concert series at Emmanuel Episcopal Church in Mount Vernon. It benefits food-insecure people in Baltimore. And tomorrow, Gaithersburg hosts its book festival from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at City Hall. Links to both events at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for joining us on the record. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks!